Okay, so for Hofstede, by measuring values, behaviours and practices, he believes we can identify different national or societal cultures. And these are stable over time, they're difficult to change, and they characterise the differences between China and Vietnam, and China and Thailand, and England and Thailand. And there's been many studies by followers of Hofstede into this difference of societal cultures. I won't talk about his societal aspects today because you'll be given lectures on that by other colleagues later on when you start your degree, probably. But at the organisational level, it is important to be aware, and many people don't talk about the organisational level of Hofstede's work, but at the organisational level, the research suggests that these six practice factors account for 73% of the variance, so they account for the vast majority of organisational culture at the organisational level. A process versus results orientation, what does that mean? Basically, it means those organisations that are, on the one hand, bureaucratic, on the other hand, goal-oriented. Huge difference in approach. So university, essentially, is a bureaucratic organisation, rule-based organisation. Of course, it wants to get the best results, but if we had a purely results-based, a goal-based organisation as a university, we wouldn't be called the University of Reading, we would be called the Kaplan Institute for Success. Kaplan, anyone heard of Kaplan? Kaplan is an organisation which guarantees you will have success. We don't think that's possible to guarantee. Secondly, employee versus job orientation. Way of understanding culture is your organisation concerned only with you as a person at work and in your job, or is it concerned with you as a member of your own private family? So a very big difference. In Japan, most organisations are concerned with you as a total individual, work and home. In the UK, it's split. Most organisations tend to be concerned only with you as a person at work and not about your home life at all. A very big difference. Parochial versus professional. A professional orientation is where the organisation is highly professionally qualified and those individuals feel an obligation towards their professional organisation as much as their work organisation. So if I'm a pharmacist, I've just as much obligation towards my pharmacist organisation, trade association, as to my employer. The opposite is the employees of the organisation have no other links at all outside the organisation. They're only concerned about the organisation. A parochial approach. A very different system, a very different culture. Fourthly, open versus closed. So an open organisation is one in which individuals freely communicate across organisational boundaries, as opposed to a closed organisation in which individuals never cross boundaries. They just look inward. Fifth, loose versus tight control. Loose control in an organisation where you do not have to sign for everything that you do, where you have discretion. Tight control, where everything is top down, obviously. Very different sort of organisation. And then finally, normative versus pragmatic. If it's normative, then you are following the ideas and suggestions and ways of behaving that come from the top. If it's pragmatic, then you may have norms, but you'll be adjusting those to the real world rather than just following them blindly.